For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The world is remembering the late war hero, Senator John McCain. House Speaker Paul Ryan at Friday's tribute to McCain at the Capitol Rotunda.
This is one of the bravest souls our nation has ever produced.
His casket is now being taken to the National Cathedral. Among the tributes for the late senator at the Washington National Cathedral will be honors by his family, including daughters Megan and Sydney. Former Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama will offer tributes, along with other notable people, including McCain's friend and former Senator Joe Lieberman. Also, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. McCain will be buried on Sunday in a private service at the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
President Trump says it's time to strengthen retirement security for older Americans. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
President Trump signed an order Friday in Charlotte, North Carolina, aimed at expanding access to retirement plans for small businesses. Secretary of Labor Alexander Acosta was at the signing.
The president has asked the Department of Labor to consider expanding when employers, especially small and medium businesses, can band together to provide retirement plans.
It's an effort to allow retirees to stash away more money in their accounts for a longer period of time. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump is apparently reconsidering his decision to cancel federal pay raises. On Thursday, he sent a letter to congressional leaders saying he was canceling pay raises for nearly 2 million civilian federal workers to keep the nation on a fiscally sustainable course. The announcement was criticized by lawmakers in both parties. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Grizzly bear hunts that were scheduled in Idaho and Wyoming won't start as planned due to a temporary restraining order that was issued by a federal judge in Montana. In the ruling, U.S. District Court Judge Dana Christensen blocked the hunts from starting for at least 2 weeks while he comes to a decision. Last year, the U.S. Department of the Interior announced that the Yellowstone grizzly bear, a localized class of the North American grizzly found in the greater Yellowstone area, would no longer be considered endangered. When the bear hit the endangered list in 1975, it was estimated there were fewer than 150 left. Now, there are roughly 750. After that announcement, Wyoming and Idaho decided to hold grizzly hunts this fall. In announcing the hunt, the Idaho Department of Fish and Game called the hunting a management tool. Environmental groups have sued the federal government to challenge the delisting decision. Protesters outside the courthouse in Montana say they want the hunt called off and federal protections put back in place. United Airlines is raising check bag fees for many passengers, matching a move earlier this week by JetBlue. United raised fees for checking a first bag from $25 to $30 and a second bag from $35 to $40. The fee covers flights in North and Central America, as well as the Caribbean. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.